This is Morning Edition from NHPR. When former Concord High School principal Gene Connolly was diagnosed with ALS in 2014, he vowed to stay on the job as long as he could. Through his final year at the school, the disease gradually robbed Connolly of his ability to speak and to walk. He was forced to retire last summer. Now, Connolly's story is the subject of a documentary that's premiering Tuesday at Red River Theater in Concord. Dan Habib is a filmmaker who lives in Concord. He's the director of Mr. Connolly Has ALS, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Thank you for coming in. Dan, when did you know you wanted to make this film?
Well, you know, it's funny. The Concord Monitor had done a really nice series of stories on Gene, and I didn't think I really had much to add to that. But there was one day in the fall of 2015 when my son Samuel and Gene were talking, and neither of them were using their voice because my son Samuel has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair. He has a communication device. Gene had his communication device, and the two of them were interacting with their devices and with hand gestures. And I just thought to myself, this can't be happening anywhere else in the country where a student is talking with his principal this way. And so at that point, I said, maybe there's something I can do to tell his story in kind of a unique way.
When you approached him and his family about making this film initially, what was the response?
You know, Gene was really open. I mean, I think that the family really deferred to Gene's feelings about how much he wanted to put himself out there. And he had already been a very prominent advocate, you know, nationally and locally around ALS issues. So this wasn't a huge leap for him. But I was a little concerned he might be getting tired of being out there and doing interviews and things. But I thought, you know, maybe if this is a student-driven film and there's students play a large role, that he might be more open to it. So when I pitched it to him, I said, Gene, here's the idea. I want to have every kid in the school ask you a question, and then we'll narrow it down and we'll tape those questions, kind of like StoryCorps style almost. And once he heard that it was going to be the students were going to be driving the narrative, he was all in. And at that point, he was incredibly open and collaborative, as was his family the whole way through the process.
And those student questions became the centerpiece of your film.
Right.
Where did that idea come from?
You know, honestly, it just kind of popped in my head one day. I love StoryCorps, and I love that method of having just, you know, quote-unquote average people just talking to each other about really deep things. And I also thought, that, you know, here's a school body of 1,600 kids, many of whom have seen Connolly go from an incredibly energetic, active, engaged leader to someone that could no longer speak and could no longer walk. And I thought this must be having a real effect on them, and they must have a lot of questions. There must be a lot of curiosity. And certainly that curiosity was tapped. And in fact, when the questions started pouring in, and I sat in this conference room with these 1,600 questions going through them, I was amazed at the variety of questions. And a couple of them were really tough. I mean, one girl actually asked, have you considered killing yourself? It was such a powerful question that some people who work with Gene said, oh, we can't have him answer that. That's too personal. And I said, let's just let Gene decide. We showed Gene the questions. He helped narrow down the questions. And Gene immediately said yes to that question. And I think that was my indicator that he was ready to go deep with this process.
Yeah, and some of the questions really were incredibly insightful and incredibly candid. I want to play a short clip of some of the questions that the students asked Connolly, who responds using a voice synthesizer he now uses to communicate.
How does it feel to be able to think the same but your body not cooperate?
It is really weird losing the ability to move happens so slowly that you don't realize that it is going away until it's gone, and then you ask yourself, how did that happen?
Mr. Connolly, what's your biggest fear?
Dying, leaving my family. I need to know that they are taken care of. I also think about life after death and how wonderful it would be to see my parents.
The principal obviously had a profound effect on these kids. What do you think they took away from that experience of putting together this film with you?
Right. Well, I think, you know, because of my background in disability issues, I was very passionate about telling the story about what it's like to acquire a disability. Most of my work and my own family's experience with Samuel has been people have disabilities from birth. I think it's a very different experience when you acquire one. And then for these students to see their principal acquiring disability, I mean, I'll really just refer back to what Gene said. Gene said he saw this as an opportunity to open up a conversation about what it means to become ill. What is the nature of disability? How are you perceived when you acquire a disability? I asked him at one point, have people started talking to you differently? Like you're not as intelligent because you can no longer speak. And he said, yeah, I've noticed that, and I have a lot more affinity for people with disabilities now. And I also think it was important for Gene to kind of answer some of the questions that students would have just to kind of allay their own fears about his life and where things were going. And he kept an incredibly positive attitude and continues to this day through the process, while also being really candid about the loss, that this is not something he would have ever wished for. It's a tough balance to strike.
I found it interesting that he talked a little bit about the concept of we're all temps.
Right.
All able-bodied people are just temps. We're just waiting in the wings. At some point, we'll all acquire some sort of disability as we age.
Yeah, that's a phrase that in the disability advocacy world where I circulate a lot, people call them temps, temporarily abled. And I think it's an important thing for people to understand when we talk about, you know, accessibility, wheelchair accessibility in our community, when we talk about healthcare. Everyone has to remember that at any given day, they or someone in their family could acquire a disability. They could have a niece or a nephew or a grandchild born with a disability. So, you know, disability really touches all of us. And I think I was hoping that this story would certainly honor Gene's legacy and certainly get at the issues around ALS, but actually elevate the discussion a little bit, hopefully, into the nature of how to live your life fully in the time you have left when you know you have a terminal illness, how to come to terms with death, how much a family becomes part of your care when you acquire a very serious physical disability and what the impact is on the family. So there's only so much I could do in 30 minutes, but I tried to hit on some of these big themes.
How's he doing?
You know, I ask him that question sometimes. I get that question asked of me sometimes. And I said, Gene, how would you answer that question? How are you doing? And he just typed out the other day for me, I'm doing the best I can every day. So I think the powerful and important thing is that he's still able to communicate. He needs complete physical support, as most people do with ALS as their health declines. But the power of communication is strong, and his sense of humor is still completely intact.
Dan Habib is director of Mr. Conley's ALS. It is premiering tomorrow at Red River Theaters in Concord, but it'll be playing after that as well.
Right. We have a couple of premiere shows which are sold out, which is great, a great problem to have that we can't let anyone else in. I'm sorry to say. We have a panel after each of those screenings on Tuesday night that the whole Conley family is going to participate in, as well as some of the students in the film. Afterwards, there is a run at Red River Theaters from the 24th through Memorial Day. So anyone that wants to see the film can check out the Red River's website and go there. And if people are motivated to donate to the Conley Tough Fund to help defer some of the incredible expenses they've incurred, conleytough.org is a great place to go.
Filmmaker Dan Habib, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, Rick.